Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hour number 3 of the program happening right now. It is the Fan After Dark right here on 105 Through the Fan. Fred Davis, Blake Elliott, and Mr. Khaki Kevin Walker in the glass on the 1-2s and 3s. And real quick, Melissa and South Oak Cliff, they're going to be playing Friday at 7 o'clock at the Cotton Bowl. South Oak Cliff, they beat Port Neches Groves last week 28-0. And then Melissa... let's see. I'm trying to think. They won 2019. That's right, because we kept tabs on that game while we were watching here. But they won 20-19 over Argyle. In fact, they were losing 13-7 at the half. But Jaden Williams for South Oak Cliff, he threw for 208 yards and had a touchdown. And then, of course, their running back, LaVon Morton, also ran for a pair of scores. South Oak Cliff is trying to become just the ace school in UIL history to play in 5 consecutive state title games if they can beat Melissa on Friday.
And that was your high school report by Fred Davis. Now, this is an interactive segment right here, Tolos. Kevin, give me some good music. Mm. You're going to be in this segment as well. Fred's in this segment.
Yeah.
And so are the Tolos. 877-881-1053. Let's take our Cowboys hat off for a second. Let's put on our NFL ball knower hat right now, ladies and gentlemen, because this right here, yes, you can put on the helmet. This will be your talking points for the rest of the week at work, so you sound a little bit smarter with your coworkers and on the weekend with your family, your boo thang, your girlfriend's dad, whatever it may be. Fred's ready to go. I'm going to tell you two worst teams in each conference or in each division, and you're going to tell me, are they headed in the right direction? So don't really worry about that much of how this year. I mean, you can account this year.
Yeah.
Account what they look like next year. Account what their draft stock looks like, yada, yada, yada. And I'll try to do some on-the-spot research if we have questions about drafts, positioning, cap room, stuff like that.
Okay.
First team up, the Miami Dolphins. Are they trending in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Kevin, I'm going to defer to you on this one first because go ahead. You answer first.
That's honestly a really tough one to start out with.
It is.
Because Tyreek Hill goes out and they start to play better. They have young talent, but they also have older talent. Don't really know what to think about their head coach. What do we know about Tua? I don't even know. They're just kind of stuck, which I think
incomplete.
Is worse.
Fun fact.
Incomplete.
They have not lost a game since they've traded Jalen Phillips. 4-0. Since they traded Jaden Phillips.
I don't really think that has any correlation.
Just throwing it out there. Do what you want with that information.
I think Tyreek Hill is kind of,
has more to do with their resurgence. And, you know, like I said, they have won 4 in a row. Mike McDaniel, I mean, they're ninth in the AFC right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, we want to go to the next team? A little hard one to start with?
I would.
Had to pick one, to which one they're trending towards. Doesn't mean they're a bad team. Doesn't mean they're a good team. Just which way, if they continue doing exactly what they're doing, whatever you think of this season, which way are they trending? For me, I would say down.
I would say they're just in the same spot.
I would say down because Tua's contract didn't change, and he's still not giving you great quarterback play at that spot, so it's only going to get worse and worse. To me, if I had to choose one direction, I would say they're still trending down. You just lost your best receiver. Who's to say he'll be anything next year? Probably going to lose your coach and have to kind of reset. So they might be able to recover. I'm not saying they're dead to water, but I would say they're trending down. That would be me.
Okay.
Next team up, the Jets. Trending up or trending down?
Spiraling down.
See, I'm going to disagree. I'm going to say the Jets are fine. They've got 5 first-round picks the next 2 years. You still got a pretty good defense. You maybe have the best rookie in Mimbu, the tackle, who's been amazing for them this year. You obviously don't have a quarterback, but you have 5 picks over the next 2 years. I'm going to say the Jets are trending in the right direction. You just traded Sauce Gardner for 2 firsts, and he's hurt on a team for the Colts that ain't looking good either. I think they're trending in the right direction. You weren't going nowhere with Quinnen Williams and no quarterback yet anyways.
You're trending in the right direction as far as the draft capital and what you have to build your team with. Mm-hmm. But
third most cap space next year, currently have the 7th overall pick in the upcoming draft.
But here's the reality of it, all right? You still have no quarterback. Mm-hmm. And you're basically on you're the Browns with a worse defense.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're in the best position. I just think they're trending in the right direction. You could be in a lot worse spot with no draft capital.
I would say you're trending in a better direction than you were when the season started. I'll give you that. I don't disagree with that. And you know, I mean, look, you had Justin Fields as your quarterback, mm-hmm. and I know that's some people are huge. Justin Fields
and that's what I'm saying. At some point, you got to just punt. Did they give up a good player in Quinnen that looks good for the Cowboys? Yes, but also the Jets were going nowhere with them.
Oh, I mean, hey, you.
So you might as well. You got 3 first-round picks off of Quinnen and Sauce?
And you got Mozzie Smith. I mean, let's not bury that lead.
Next team, the Cleveland Browns. Trending up or trending down?
I'm going to say trending up.
I agree.
I'm going to say trending up. I mean, I think you've got something in Shador. I think you got to let that play out. I heard somebody, I think Shannon Sharp, and I didn't hear the audio, so I don't know exactly what the context was, but he said that the Browns are setting him up for failure by making him the starter the rest of the year. I don't know how that's the case. I mean, look, I think at the very least, it allows you, A, you don't have to do the week-to-week nonsense, and it lets you focus on seeing what you have in Shedeur Sanders, who, again, I get it, it was the Tennessee Titans, but, you know, for only his 3rd NFL start, didn't look bad.
Now, I'm not one to play long clips of other people talking about people because that's our job. But.
Every now and again.
Every now and again when a guy like Chris Broussard, who I do respect.
I like Chris Broussard.
And a guy who, he's been on the Shedeur track line and timeline and is more plugged in than I would be. And I'm not going to lie. When it comes to, I just echo everything that he's going to say about Shedeur. Mm-hmm. This was him on Fox the day after the game, kind of detailing everything about Shedeur and kind of why the Browns, I think, are headed in the right direction, maybe the misfortune that is the Browns organization.
Well, he proved that he could one day be a franchise quarterback. I'm just saying there is clearly the potential there. No other rookie, I don't believe, has thrown for 300 yards this season. We just saw what this is his 3rd start with no, like, legitimate reps, apparently, up until 3 or 4 weeks ago. And he does this. So this, to me, is embarrassing for the scouting departments around the league. Now, maybe I would throw this caveat out there. Because there was some reporting that made you think. Maybe he was just completely entitled in his interview. You know what I mean? That he just didn't take him seriously and just rubbed people the wrong way. There was some reporting. We're not sure. But there is a great chance he would have went undrafted. I know the Ravens were looking at him as a backup for Lamar. But if the Browns hadn't taken him and their owners hadn't said, go get this kid just for the fans, he might have gone undrafted. And he steps in there and does what only Joe Burrow has ever done. He has 4 passes of 50 or more yards in his 3 starts or his 4 weeks of playing. Only Aaron Rodgers since 2000. Aaron Rodgers is the only other player to do that in his first three starts. And think about that includes Mahomes when he had Tyreek and was lighting the league on fire. And so it looks bad. I think scouts and other teams, were they worried about Deion? That has to be on the table. Maybe he did just not the blow off his interviews. That has to, I guess, be on the table. But typically, even if a kid, you don't like his attitude or some of his history, if he's got talent, you just overlook that. And I also think, Coach, for Stefanski, if he keeps playing, not like this, but well, it does make Stefanski look like what were we doing the first 12 weeks of the season?
That was my favorite point, the last point. Stefanski, this ain't looking good for you. Because said he wasn't the starter, said he wasn't good enough to be it in all of offseason, yada, yada, yada. And we see him with no prep and is easily look like the best quarterback that's put on a Browns uniform this year. So it just makes Stefanski not look as – was he not even giving him a fair shot? Was he – were they miss-scouting? Did Shador all of a sudden get way better in the middle of the season?
Yeah, no. I mean, look, I watched Shador in the preseason, right? I mean, he had that – I think it was with the Carolina, looked good for the first half and carved up that Carolina team. Let's not pretend like Cleveland's a well-run organization.
Nope.
All right? And I don't – Kevin Stefanski, I don't know what to think of what's going on.
Very, very, very old school.
Because,
very
but at the same
nose.
Time, too, though, he's also, but he's a ball knower. Okay, like there's no way you can't tell me that Kevin Stefanski, who's been around the NFL for a long time and is widely considered one of the better offensive minds in the NFL, said to himself or said to whoever their front office and coaching staff is after they watched him in rookie minicamp. And they walked away and said to themselves, yes, Dylan Gabriel's a better quarterback than Shador Sanders.
So I think that's nothing to do with football. Has to be, right? We're watching the same game,
well,
aren't we?
But here's the thing, though. And look, one thing, and I watched a clip the other day where, and I can't remember who this was that was talking, former NFL player, and they said, what was the one thing that surprised you the most about the NFL? And they said, sometimes it's not about talent. It's just about where you were drafted and what's your contract. Right? Because if they're paying you, and again, right, wrong, or indifferent, as Broussard alluded to, for whatever reason, you took Dylan Gabriel in the third round. Mm-hmm.
And if asking his girlfriend.
Look, I can't keep talking with this thing on. Look.
Did you hear the girlfriend quote?
Who?
Dylan Gabriel's girlfriend.
What?
She said that nobody likes Shador in the locker room. And that they're all clamoring for Dylan Gabriel to be the starter.
Well, I mean, look, if you were dating a 5'9" left-hander that, had no business being drafted in the third round and suddenly Shador Sanders, here's where we can poo-poo that notion, all right? Because I don't ever remember hearing Myles Garrett say anything about Dylan Gabriel.
Myles Garrett was over the moon
okay.
The moment he stepped
in. I mean, don't we all agree that Myles Garrett is probably the, unofficial leader of that football team in some form or fashion?
Yeah.
I have never heard him say anything. Now, maybe he did locally, all right? Now, maybe he said stuff about Joe Flacco, or maybe he said something about Deshaun Watson at one point. Who knows? But I know for a fact I have not heard him say anything about Dylan Gabriel. And when him, and I want to say there was one other player for that Cleveland Browns team that came out after the game 2 weeks ago when he hit that bomb to Jerry Jeudy, I had not heard anybody else come out and say anything about Shador Sanders.
You know what the hard part is? We're poo-pooing the Browns. But I think they probably had the best draft of anyone this year.
Look, they haven't had a poor draft. I mean,
I would say it's number one.
You crushed Travis Hunter trade.
You got the Travis Hunter trade, picked up a pick. They picked him up. You get Mason Graham, who's been the best rookie defensive lineman.
I mean, he's been great.
Then you get Carl Schlesinger, who's been maybe the first or second best linebacker to UCLA in the second round.
Yeah.
Then you get Judkins, who's been probably just as good as Jenty, if not better.
Oh, he's been better than Jenty.
And then you get Harold Fannin Jr. the next round.
He's a dog.
Who's him and Tyler Warren are competing for best tight end. Then you draft Dylan Gabriel. Then you get Dylan Sampson, who's not bad out of Tennessee. He's a nice little change of pace back. Then you draft Shador. You literally had one miss, and it was Dylan Gabriel. Every other one of those were
and you could move off him for a six-round pick. Right, I mean, you could easily move. Somebody will trade Dylan Gabriel for you. There's enough need at quarterback in the National Football League. Somebody would give you a 6 or 7 round pick for Dylan Gabriel.
So we all say trending in the right direction.
Absolutely. Here's the problem. They're trending in the right direction, It's just, will they find a way to screw it up? I certainly hope not if I'm a Cleveland Brown fan.
They've got the fourth overall pick in next year's draft.
And I'll tell you what, the munis they had on were kind of dope last week.
By the way, I just wanted to say this. The Browns did designate Deshaun Watson to practice. Would it be the most Browns thing ever for Shador to be kind of balling and then them throw Deshaun Watson out there?
No, they're not going to do it this year. They've already said that he'll be ready to go for next year. I think this is the Jacob deGrom. There's a month left of the season. Let's go ahead and get him working out to make sure so that at the very least. Because, look, when you've given the guy $230 million guaranteed, hey, we need to see something out of you.
So right now the Cleveland Browns have the fourth pick and the 27th overall pick in next year's draft because they have Jacksonville's pick.
Yeah. Which, by the way, for if you're Jacksonville, at the very at least you didn't
bottom out.
Completely implode. And then, of course, you got to figure out what you're going to do with Travis Hunter next year. Because can't do the whole let's do two positions.
Let's finish the AFC before we get out of here. Okay, let's go to the AFC South. Jags are good. Texans are good. Do we want to do Colts? I feel they're not a bad team. I mean, do you want to do the Colts? Are they turning in the right or wrong direction? You gave up a lot for this year.
You gave up two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner, and then he gets hurt.
You had an expensive offseason. Don't forget, they were getting in people left and right in the offseason.
And now you don't have a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a quarterback for next year because you've decided that Anthony Richardson's not the guy.
And he's literally apparently still hurt with the messed up eye.
Can't see. Riley Leonard can't play.
That's another young guy that really hasn't gotten any reps.
You brought in 44-year-old Phillip Rivers.
Which is fun for this year, but even what do you do next year? You're just hoping Daniel Jones off an ACL is okay?
No, you're gonna have to find another quarterback. Maybe trade for Dylan Gabriel.
So we say trending in the wrong direction.
I would say they're still trending in the right direction, though, because you can still plug a quarterback in and you're still in decent shape, right? Okay. We would agree that's the only thing that you've got a problem with right now because your defense is still okay and your offense is still pretty good.
Let's go to the next team in the South, the Tennessee Titans. No. Trending in the right direction or the wrong direction?
I would say they're trending in the wrong direction. Yes, you've got some picks. Yes, you've got Cam Ward. I just don't trust the direction of this front office.
And is it going to be – would you fire Brian Callahan?
You already have.
Oh, I'm – who did they bring in?
I mean, they just –
No. Firing Brian Callahan was their offseason. We're going to get a young guy that's new to this. My point, sorry, I worded that incorrectly.
No, you're fine.
Would you hire another guy in the same vein of unknown guy, offensive guy to boost, or are we getting a proven?
No, you got to go out and get somebody that's got some pelts on the wall.
Okay.
Because, look, for whatever reason, you fired Mike Vrabel because he was too much of a hard ass.
Mm-hmm. Too conservative, too 9-9 every year.
Well, I mean, too conservative. I mean, look, he took you to an AFC championship game. I mean, you were a threat week in and week out.
And there's nothing on the Titans that inspires me. Jeffrey Simmons and Cam Ward.
That's it.
There's nothing all the teams we're naming, albeit bad, have some pieces or some ideas that have you.
In the same vein that you just mentioned how the Cleveland Browns damn near hit on 5 of 6 picks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what rookie's jumping off the page? I mean, Gunnar Helm.
Shout out to YouTube.
Cam Ward. Cam Ward. And poor Cam Ward. I mean, hey, look, they did win. And let's not bury the lead. They did win this past week. I mean, they beat Cleveland, who we just got done loving up.
They also held Myles Garrett to his second lowest pass rush win rate in his entire career, 4%.
I mean, here's the thing. Tennessee is a weird team because I think you've got, at the very least, I guess you could say they are trending in the right direction only because I do think Cam Ward is a good quarterback.
I think they're trending in the right direction because there's really no other direction to go. I think they're at the bottom. You're about it. They're projected right now to have
the number one pick again, aren't they?
Third.
Okay, yeah, because they lost it after winning. Who would have the number one pick right now? The Raiders?
It's a team on the, we might do the NFC teams on the other side.
Let's
because
do it.
Because I don't want to spoil it. Last one.
Let's do it. Let's do the NFC team. I'll tell you what. Go ahead and go to break. We'll finish up your segment, we'll do the recap.
One more. Last AFC team, Raiders. Trending in the right direction or wrong direction?
No, wrong. No, they're and I can say this confidently because I talk to my boy Bitter Mike Babbo all the time about this. What are you doing? You brought back Pete Carroll. Who's 90?
Who
looks like he couldn't be more out of touch with football? You drafted you and I talked about this, I think, last week. Why did you draft Ashton Jeanty?
Yeah.
You those kind of moves are made when you're like Cowboys the Lions.
Cowboys, remember when they drafted Zeke? Perfect O-line. They've been building it up for years. You had a down
that
year.
That was the missing piece, yes. Right? And you saw immediately what happened. Like, you already had the quarterback in place. Like, you felt good, okay? What on earth, if you're the Las Vegas Raiders, your offensive line was already a disaster, all right? You've got 17 tight ends, all right? And, yes, Brock Bowers is a freak. But your offensive line's terrible. You brought back Geno, who, for as decent as he looked in Seattle, has taken a step back. But now you could argue, too, when you're under duress as much as he is. I mean, guys like Geno need time to throw the football, all right? Because Geno's not the kind of guy that can go off script and is going to make things happen. He's very much within the framework of offense. And then, oh, by the way, you've already fired Chip Kelly. And, oh, by the way, your owner, who's supposed to help turn this thing around, calls games every week. All right, and then your defense is Max Crosby and a bunch of people that no one's ever heard of before. Yeah, you know, you wasted a pick on Tyree Wilson, and you know, shout out to our boy Degenerate Jake.
Yeah,
but Tyree Wilson's been a bust.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's continue with the bust talk, because let's talk about the NFC teams. There's a bunch of teams. I think this is the more exciting side of things. Are these teams headed in the wrong or right direction? There's even a couple in the Cowboys division. Next on the Fan After Dark.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Blake, this is Dylan Gabriel's fiance, and she has something to say. What did she say on the text line? I'll let you know here in just a second. You're listening to The Fan After Dark. Blake Elliott, Fred Davis, Khaki Kevin Walker. Speaking of, we have two texts I'd like to get to. 430, I am a 12-year-old, and I listen to this every night. Life wouldn't be the same without y'all. I'm a huge Tolo. Can I get a shout-out, please? Well, shout-out to you, 12-year-old Tolo. I'm glad we're able to bring a little bit of joy to your day. Life is crazy, man. Keep your head up. And you can
is
always...
this the same 12-year-old that we talked to the other night on the phone?
Well, that was with his dad. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm guessing it might be him.
I would assume there's others.
I think you're right. I think you might be right.
I think that's him. I think that's him.
Fair foul.
Tell us what your name is, kid.
No, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that.
You don't have to give his last name. I mean, it's first name.
Yeah. We'll just call him 12 Tolo.
Yeah, just 12-year-old kid. Just give us your first name. That's all we're at. Again, we don't need anything else. Just give us your first name.
Give us a nickname.
All I said was give us your name.
Give us a nickname. This is for Kevin. Stars were up 3-1, and now it's 4-3 with 7 minutes left. We need the Fan After Dark energy boost.
Let's go.
Kevin, be our energy boost.
All right. I will do my best.
Did I not drop Stars knowledge just an hour ago? So, I mean, what? What am I? Chopped liver?
Well, I did just go to Kevin. He said, I'll do my best.
Yeah.
Energetically.
No, I was going to say, I mean, with that kind of attitude, we're going to lose.
Robertson did score. He is the last one to score. I mean, there's a little over 3 minutes left.
Who rattled off just Stars bars earlier?
Stars bars.
Thank you.
SB.
This guy.
New segment name.
Stars bars.
Okay,
Stars
boom. Bars. NFL teams that are bad, are they trending in the correct direction or the incorrect direction? To recap, we did the Dolphins, Jets, Browns, Colts, Titans, and Raiders. We said Raiders were not going in the right direction.
Nope.
We said Titans, we were kind of split, but not for the most part.
I think, you know what, you got Cam Ward, so let's go, let's say yes.
Colts, we said, this season specifically wrong direction, but overall they'll probably be fine.
I think overall you'll be fine.
Browns, we said all going in the right direction. Jets, me and you said right direction. Kevin, you said wrong direction, correct?
Yeah, I think they're going in the wrong
direction. Plus you got the daughter that's on the sidelines, too.
For the Colts, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Dolphins, what was our conclusion on Dolphins?
You said that, what did you say? Because Khaki, Kevin, and I were like, incomplete.
I thought you were, stagnant. To be honest, when we started this, I thought you meant like for this year. I thought you meant just this year.
No,
we're talking about going forward.
Yeah, going forward. That's headed in the right direction.
Yeah, I'd say they're stuck.
I think I said they were stuck too. I said, yeah, because you're paying Tua, you're about to lose your coach. Like, things aren't going well over there. Okay.
But you have one four in a row.
Let's go to the NFC. Let's start off hot. Let's start in the NFC East, boys. The Washington Commanders. Are you trending in the right direction overall as a franchise or in the wrong direction?
I'm going to go way down. They're in the wrong direction. A lot of their guys are old. And
one of the oldest rosters.
I don't know how long Cliff Kingsbury is going to be there, if we're being honest. So I think they're in the wrong direction.
Just for some context, right now, the whatever team we're talking about right now, the
Commanders
have the sixth overall pick in the draft, and they will have the fifth most cap room next year. Just for context.
I say they're turning in the right direction. I think you need an offseason to add to that offensive line. They're probably going to address it in the draft. I don't know what the free agency market looks like. You still got Terry McLaurin for another couple of years. Now, you do need him to stay healthy. I mean, you've got some pieces. Now, obviously, Zach Ertz is done for the year. Hell, his career might be over at this point.
I think his career is probably
over. Yeah, it probably is. Hell of a comeback, though. You definitely have to add some pieces to that defense. And you got to make sure, I mean, if Jaden Daniels stays healthy, he's a good quarterback in the National Football League. But it's been such an uneven year for him where he's been pretty much beat up all season long. And even when he does come back, it seems like he gets hurt no sooner than he comes back in. So I'm going to say trending in the right direction with an asterisk, provided that they take care of Jaden Daniels.
I am going to say trending in the right direction.
Yeah.
You still have the quarterback, which is very hard to find.
Can we get rid of his mom, though?
I don't think you're moving up the quarterback. Your receivers, you've done some weird things, and it hasn't been the cleanest transition. I think you can probably get a running back. Like, I think you can retool. Like, I don't think this team was really bitten in the ass by injuries and by age. I don't think they're gonna be in the NFC Championship next year, but I think they will be a viable team where it's like them and the Cowboys, them and the Eagles fighting for that two spot. I think the Commanders are fine overall. I'm not panicking. Here's the team the whole reason I wanted to start the segment.
Giants.
The New York Football Giants. They turn in the wrong direction or the right. I'll go first. I think they are in the best. Other than the Browns, I think them and the Browns are in the two best positions out of teams that are picking in the lottery, if you will, of the NFL draft. You've already got the quarterback figured out, which is, like we said, the hardest part.
That's huge.
You've got two premier playmakers. I'm not saying like they're already stars, but like Scataboo and Malik Nabers are playmakers. Like, they're going to make things positively happen on the field. Your defense is already decent. You've already got a bunch of young draft guys along the defensive line. Now, Has Abdul Carter had a little bit of an underwhelming season? Yes, but you still got like talent there.
He's still pretty good.
You're not drafting a guy in the first round on the defense side of the ball. D-line, if you
You could move off Kayvon Thibodeau and get some decent draft capital for him if you wanted to.
And the biggest thing of them all, obviously you're going to have a head coaching vacancy. I think this would be the spot most people want to go because of all the things I just named while also having the number one pick in this year's draft.
You still got Joe Schoen, though.
That is true. I can't, Joe Schoen. That part I can't disagree with. And the Giants are around middle of the road in salary cap next year, leaning towards below average.
I'm curious what a team like the Giants would look like with Clint Kubiak.
Oh, Kubes.
I mean, look, he's kind of like he would be kind of Brian Schottenheimer 2.0 in a way, if you think about it. I mean, Clint Kubiak's been around, what, 10, 15 years? We know, I mean, his dad's a certified GOAT when it comes to offensive coordinators from back in the day. Hell, he'd probably bring his dad on the staff with him, which I don't think anybody would have an issue with, especially if I'm in New York. I'm going to put the Jets and the Giants in the same category as TBD. Not necessarily trending up, trending down. Like, theoretically, you would say they're trending up, but here's the problem. The powers that be are still running things. Mm-hmm. And they've shown, and you know, dare I say, you could throw the Cowboys in that mix. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, for, you know, the thing about the Cowboys is for every George Pickens trade, there's a Jonathan Mingo trade. All right? And so it's kind of like, you know, yeah, you got some pieces, so, but you still got the same decision makers in place, and that's what worries me.
That's fair. That's fair. No pushback here for me on that one. Did you give your answer, Kevin?
I think they're trending in the right direction.
Okay.
Like I said, you get a really good head coach in there. I think that their offense could do
it's really definitely
good.
Fixable. If the GM, like, I agree with you, Fred. That part aside, I think everything else is trending in their favor right now.
And I worry about Malik Nabers.
Yes, two
years in a row, he's gotten hurt.
Yeah, but you can say that about a lot of players. A lot of players get hurt.
Season-ending injuries 2 years in a row?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah, name me one of his caliber.
Of his caliber?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but when he could have zero issues moving forward. My point is that this is now 2 years in a row. I don't think he had a season injury year one, but I know he's banged up missed 4 or 5 games, just getting banged up. And then of course we all know about the ACL injury.
He still put up numbers though. Like if you look at just like his 2 year span, he's still like in the top 10 of guys drafted in his class. Or top five.
He was on track. Yeah. I mean, but hell, he missed. I mean, he got hurt in what, week 4, week 5 of this year. So,
all right, next team. Let's go to the NFC North. I think we can all say the Packers, Bears, and Lions are okay. Let's go to the Minnesota Vikings. Trending in the right direction or wrong? And the exact opposite of what I said about the Giants. The reason I want to start this segment, trending in the right direction. I think it's fair to say, out of all the teams that we were going to mention in this segment and the last segment, this is the team. That's the epitome of trending in the wrong direction. You had an expensive offseason. You have a championship-level roster. You won 13 games last year. You move off of 2 quarterbacks / don't bring them back. Mm-hmm. Put all this effort, all of your eggs in the basket of J.J. McCarthy, and he has done literally peed down his pants. You have no other guy to replace him, if you will, within the season. And your championship roster is falling apart right in front of you, which you just paid a lot of money for in the offseason, brought guys back, brought guys in. I think this is the worst position in the NFL because it's not like you're about to be picking. Right now you have the 11th pick in the draft, and there's only two teams that'll have less cap room than you next year.
I mean, you can always I think they're fine. I think you're treading in the right direction only because you can – You still got to see what you got in J.J. McCarthy. I mean, this is his first year. Now, if he sucks again next year, then I would say you're trending in the wrong direction. Last I checked, you still got pieces on offense. You still got pieces on defense. The only reason your team's not good this year is because you've been bad at quarterback.
I know. That's huge because it's not like you just drafted J.J. McCarthy. I think the fact that you gave up other stuff and put a bunch of money into this.
Yeah.
That's what's making me think you are trending the worst out of all these teams that are bad right now. Because a lot of those other teams have been bad, have been picking high in the draft, are just building up young guys. Yeah. Boom. The Browns, the Titans. Like, no one. The Vikings had 13 wins last year.
Right.
And they didn't have any major injury this year. No major guy that
Other than their quarterback.
But I mean, JJ's the guy that you expected to be there. Who was start? Carson Wentz.
They didn't
expect Carson to be the guy. You let go of the other guys.
Well, I'm saying because JJ got hurt too, though, is what I'm saying. Look, you've got a now. I don't know if Brian. Now the question I've got is, will Brian Flores be there next year? Not because they're going to get rid of him, but because maybe he goes and gets it. Because I want to say his lawsuit is coming to an end, or it's made headway, whatever. So I think teams can kind of like maybe think about hiring him now or whatever. I don't know the exact ins and outs of it specifically. But that said, if he sticks around, hey, you're good, because Brian Flores is one of the best defensive coordinators in the NFL. Kevin O'Connell, one of the best coaches, one of the best offensive minds in the NFL. All right. I think the million-dollar question for them is, does J.J. McCarthy become a legitimate starting quarterback next year?
Just think about if you're just wasting guy Justin Jefferson's prime, wasting his good defense's prime.
Well, that's just
on development of J.J.
If he – now, you may be more aggressive this offseason when it comes to your backup quarterback.
You have to be. Literally just wasted a season. Let's be honest. You just wasted a season.
Now, again, I saw an article last week. I think it was Kevin Seifert or whoever it was, somebody from ESPN. Said that the same contract that Darnold got in Seattle, Minnesota offered him almost the exact same contract verbatim. Kevin, just decided to go to Seattle.
I'm a J.J. McCarthy guy. Uh-oh. I'm going to stick with him until, like Fred said, until he is ass next year, I'm going to stick with him. I think the trajectory of the Vikings is going up.
Okay, I disagree with both of you gentlemen. Let's move on. Let's speed run through these last two. Falcons, we don't have to get much of an explanation on these ones. Falcons
trending down.
Trending down.
Trending down. I
right now they have the 9th overall pick. Oh, wait. It's going to the Rams, so they have no first-round pick.
Yeah, you got a little bit ahead of yourself. I mean, this team's been – I mean, ever since they went to the Super Bowl a decade ago, this team's been kind of no man's land. They really have been.
And there's only 8 teams that have less cap room than them next year. So no draft pick, no cap room, and you were bad this year.
You're in quarterback purgatory right now. You went out and got you signed a broke-down Kirk Cousins. Then you went and drafted a broke-down Michael Penix.
Now you have neither, pretty much.
Well, I mean, you still got Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, he's you know, gimping around on one leg out there, you know, throwing the ball around the field.
A lot of old quarterbacks playing right now.
A lot of old quarterbacks. Just, you know, look, have quarterback or have football will travel. So I say they're trending down. I wouldn't be surprised if this team continues, although they did win this past week, didn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What say you, Kevin?
Kyle Pitts is a free agent after the year's over. He'd look good in red. That's all I'm saying.
Kevin?
I'm going to say they're trending down.
I agree.
Other than Bijan Robinson and Drake London, I mean, who can't stay healthy either?
Who cannot stay healthy.
I don't know what they have.
Falcons, I agree, are trending down. Saints.
Great uniforms.
Now, this one could be a little debatable.
Such a waste.
Saints.
Trending up.
Who just beat my Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Don't sleep on Tyler Shook, by the way. Tyler's had himself a decent season.
He has.
People have...
Now, are the Saints doing themselves a disservice, and is it kind of a weird spot? Their quarterbacks haven't been bad, but they also haven't been, like, great. They've just been good. We're like, what do we do? Do they draft a quarterback next year?
No. Look, if Tyler Shuck was in Minnesota right now, we'd be having a totally different conversation.
Okay.
The Vikings wish J.J. McCarthy could be what Tyler Shuck is. Tyler Shuck's a dog, dude. If that guy can stay, the problem with Tyler Shuck.
I don't think he's a dog, but I'll give
no,
you his
no,
plan.
No, no, no. Let me tell you something. He's a dog.
And I'm
gonna
don't
tell
think
you,
so.
No, no. He's a dog. Because I want to say it was, who's old boy? Lewis?
Riddick.
Lewis Riddick had a great tweet yesterday or today, I can't remember which it was, where he said, you know, because of his injury history and of a bad pass in the combine, he said people totally got it wrong on Tyler Shuck. If you look at what he's done so far for the Saints, I mean, look, that's a bad football team. He's made them competitive. I mean, okay, yes, they've gotten their ass kicked a couple times.
So you got them turning in the right direction.
I absolutely do.
Okay, last
Shout
team
to my
here.
Boy Devin Neal, the running back.
Last team here, the Arizona Cardinals.
Trending down.
Are you trending in the
trending
right
down.
Direction or the wrong direction?
Trending down.
Just for the Saints have the 5th overall pick and no cap room, bottom 5 cap room next
they
year.
They never do. They never have cap room.
And then what team did I just say?
Years.
The Cardinals have the 8th overall pick and about middle of the road cap room. You said trending down.
I agree, trending down.
You don't know what you're going to do with your quarterback.
You don't know what you're doing with your quarterback. Because who's trading for?
But also, I mean, their offense has kind of come alive without him. Michael Wilson just went off the other day. You got Marvin Harrison that's kind of getting better and better every week.
Yeah.
Your defense is decent. I don't know about them. I don't even know. I don't know if they're turning in the wrong direction.
I go back to their organizational structure, though.
The way that y'all were like this with one of the teams. I think I'm going to be on the other side. I think the Cardinals are turning in the right direction.
What
Weirdly
pick do they
enough,
have? What pick are they
aiming?
They
have the 8th pick. in this year's draft.
If they can get a solid quarterback, I think the Cardinals could be good.
I think the Cardinals are going in the right direction. I think them sucking and Kyler Murray not playing might have been the best thing that's happened for you. Because what do we say every year? Teams that like are middle of the road and you just don't know, do we move off them? Do we not? Like the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He's not bad enough where we're bottom him out and we have a bottom three team. Let's let him go. We're just kind of middle of the road. You did that. Your team actually looked better without Kyler, and now he's not a part of it. I could see them maybe moving off from Kyler.
We say they look better, but have they? I mean, they've lost 9 out of 10.
But they've looked more competitive on offense than they did with Kyler.
Dude, they just got put a 45-burger put on them this past weekend. They got beat 45-17.
I still think they look better on offense since Kyler's been gone. Jacoby Brissett's looked better than Kyler has this year.
I mean, this year, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right. I mean, it's not like Kyler was great last year either. And I'm a Kyler guy, but.
No, Kyler doesn't look good.
All right, what you got for us next?
Fair or foul.
Fair or foul. Let's
fair
do
foul.
It.
Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, you had some news for us in the during the break. And again, just preface it with what it is. Yeah. All right. I mean, we're not saying it's fact, but I mean, at least people can say they heard it here first, because this story is going to take off tomorrow.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, let's be real. So they can say they heard it here first on Fan After Dark. I mean, we are the Rangers show of record here on 105 Through the Fan. Bochy story, boom, broken here on Fan After Dark. Skip Schumacher, new manager, broken here on Fan After Dark, okay?
Schottenheimer, new head coach, broken here on Fan After Dark.
We break news.
We talk ball on Fan After Dark.
There is rumor.
Uh-oh!
The Boston Red Sox and the Texas Rangers have, quote, had discussions about shortstop Corey Seager.
Ring that bell.
Couple of different accounts. Yeah. Tim B. Healy, I think I'm saying it right. Writes for the Red Sox in some capacity.
The Boston Globe.
Boston Globe, there you go.
That's kind of a big newspaper.
He has been reporting about they have been having some discussions. I will preface with this. Red Sox have been pretty much talking to every team about every player. They're also in on Ketel Marte. They're in on a lot of different guys. They're ready to make moves and go all in. MLB trade rumors, which is an account I followed, they're fairly accurate. They kind of are on top of their stuff, also tweeting about it. So something to think about. It's about 30 minutes or so, 30 to 35 minutes or so, kind of new. So, you know, for some Rangers fans, they might be elated. For some Rangers fans, they might be depressed.
Trading Corey Seager.
I will say Rob Bradford followed it up, said there's currently, in quote, no momentum behind a deal from both sides right now.
So okay,
it's kind of just
could be a call
speculating in, hey? Rumors, but there's nothing that's like being worked out. There's no trade that's on the table.
Right.
No outbound players trying to match salaries. It's just kind of might just be even a Red Sox media member.
Of course, with baseball, you don't have to.
Yeah,
you don't have to really worry about matching salaries. Yeah. Okay, I mean you got your little if you're in the luxury tax threshold, which if you're the Los Angeles Dodgers, you don't care.
Now,
right? You are the tax threshold.
We do have
when
to
you're
read
the Dodgers.
We do have to read this.
Now read it.
I would say foul. Not, I don't want to trade Corey Seager. I know your answer.
Fair.
Yeah, we know.
Reload.
Fred wants the whole team gone.
I mean,
it's almost gone. Corey Seager would pretty much be the last guy.
I said last summer at this time. Seager and Semien.
Name one player you want to keep
for the Rangers.
Yeah.
Wyatt Langford.
Other than that.
Nathan Eovaldi.
Okay.
And you know who else I want to keep? Who's a lefty? Robert Garcia? Give me Robert Garcia.
No Jack Leiter, no Kumar Rocker.
Oh, absolutely. I want to keep Jack. I want to keep Kamar.
Sebastian Walcott.
Well, he's not on the big squad yet.
I know,
so.
I'm just saying. You want to keep him? Build around him?
I'm going to keep Josh Smith, personally.
Josh Smith?
I definitely want to keep Josh Smith. I'm a Josh Smith guy. Higashioka?
You need him now.
Definitely a Higgy. I'm a Higgy guy.
This is a text. I'm the 12-year-old who listens every night.
Yeah.
He texted back. My name is
Chicka Chicka Slim Shady.
I'm gonna let you guess. He said he's not the same kid.
Not the same
which
kid.
Which I didn't think it was. That was my take. You both thought it was the same kid.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize we had a slew of 12-year-olds listening to the Fan After Dark. Sorry. Listen to him. I knew it wasn't him. You too. I knew it wasn't the 12-year-old. Like my man's got the 12-year-old demographic on lock over here.
His name starts with a C.
I don't like where.
What are we doing here?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 letters.
What's Carlos. I mean, that's 6 letters.
No. Kevin already knows. He's texted back to him, so he can't.
Okay, I said Carlos. I'm not going to sit here and guess C names for the next 10 minutes.
Give me one more at least.
Out of left field.
I was going to say, it's not Chris because Chris only has 5 letters. Don't tell me. Don't tell me.
It ends in an M. M. Like Malaysia.
Starts with a C, ends with an M in the middle of the. Let's see.
It is. That is correct. That is correct. The sound you just made is the middle of his name. That's correct. The sound you just made. Would you say I'm right, Kevin? Right, that's the middle of his name.
Make that sound one more time.
Do the sound you just made. Right?
No,
that's not it. Starts with a C, ends with an M.
M is in Malaysia.
Yeah, I heard you the first 6 times. Let's see. Starts with a C. I mean,
second letter is A. Now we're just playing. What's it called where the girl taps the little letters?
You know, Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. It's like just one letter.
Can I buy a vowel?
It's a person, place, or thing. C-A, 3 letters, M.
Correct.
Callum.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wow. How did you guess that?
I mean, what else could it be?
I don't know.
What else could it be?
Kalum?
Maybe it is Kalum.
What's his first name? DJ?
He said, name is Callum.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not the same kid. You can say my name. Kevin then said, thanks for letting us know, -KK.
Yeah.
He dunked on me.
You got clowned on by the 12-year-old after loving him up?
This is the next text. Yup. Who are you? Blake?
I respect it.
Kevin then goes, the guy in the glass, he says, LOL. Back to Kevin.
It's the most 12-year-old response ever. Who are you, LOL? Wow. All right, shout out to Callum. I didn't know we had the, are we the 12-year-old show record?
Okay, someone else texted in. I'm a 12-year-old as well.
Okay, come on. Now I don't.
That's not all they said, Blake.
They said they were dipping chew as well.
Okay, yeah. And what are you doing? Driving your 87 Trans Am around Waxahachie too? No.
I love how somebody randomly guessed Callum as we were doing it. They text him Callum. That's all they text.
Well, I mean, there's only so many C&M names. Let's see here. Well, I mean, we're almost up against it anyway, so we don't have time for a fair foul tonight.
Fair foul.
We're the official 12-year-old show a record here on 105
The
Fan.
I don't like that either.
I mean, I don't either. Look, context is everything, guys. Okay, context is everything.
This is our last show.
You want another fair foul?
We're getting pulled off the air.
I do.
Fair foul. We can all agree on the Dallas Stars winning 4-3.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
I say foul, tank.
Okay. No, we're going, it's a, look, fair, you're trading Corey Seager. If you're Chris Young, you should get a haul back.
I'm not trading him. I'm not even entertaining it. Why? So that's a you and Kevin discussion.
I say fair trading him. What say you?
I say fair.
Let's go.
If you can get the right compensation. I say fair.
Trade him. Dude, he's 31. Hey, dude, if you can get off that contract, you know he's got like 5 years left.
I'm always trying to get off people.
I'm not even gonna say anything.
We already know because you knew as soon as you said it.
I
all I had to do was look at you, and I was like, you know what, you've gone too far.
817 had a good point. Why did Waxahachie catch a stray?
I'm lost.
Remember, because I said the 12-year-old kid driving around in a Trans Am. Being from Waxahachie. The kid that says he's 12 years old dipping chew right now.
I can't say anything.
I don't believe you.
I don't think you're that's really crazy.
You're a 12-year-old kid.
When did you first find nicotine?
When did I first find nicotine? I mean, I knew about it because my mom smoked cigarettes growing up.
What my question? When did you first find it?
I mean, I found it as a child. I mean, my mother smokes. I grew up around cigarettes.
Well, then why is it that weird for this guy, this 12-year-old to do?
So we think this 12-year-old kid's just sitting here, got a chaw in his mouth, listening to Fan After Dark?
I don't think it's that weird.
I advise against it.
I mean, I'm not saying the thought of it is weird. I'm sure there's 12-year-olds doing far worse things than dipping chew and listening to Fan After Dark. I just find it interesting that suddenly all these 12-year-olds are tuned into Fan After Dark. Okay, that's where Fred draws the line.
Yeah.
Because it just sounds a little suspect to me. So I'm guessing it's somebody else being a smartass. Ha ha, I'm 12 too. In reality, it's probably just some dude door dashing.
I don't.
I didn't say anything.
I felt a disparaging comment.
No, I'm not disparaging anybody. I mean, look, if you're the 12-year-old kid, tell us something that only a 12-year-old would know. All right, coming up next.
I don't like where this is going. God.
I hate this.
I don't even know. I'm not part of the show.
No, because you're taking it the wrong way.
I'm not part of the show.
You can keep it PG. You can keep it PG. Not everything has to be.
You could have said something like, tell us like lingo, TikTok.
Tell us something that a 12-year-old would know.
Which is what?
I don't know. I'm not 12 years old. So that's what I'm saying. Say something that 12-year-olds are saying. I don't know.
Lingo.
What are y'all doing? I don't know. That's why I said, tell us something that a 12-year-old would know. Not everything has to have this cloak of disgustingness about it. Oh, what is that? No. It's PG here.
Actually, we're getting mad at me.
This kid's over here dipping, for God's sakes. Where did you buy the dip?
We're actually a G show now. No, that's right below PG.
No, I say PG. I say PG. No, because I'm PG. All right, coming up next, final out of the program, we will rewind the show, play a couple Jerry audio clips. We'll play some of our favorite Jerry audio clips because when we come back.
Tremendous.
What does Jerry like about George Pickens, and can we get an update on three players? Doesn't matter who. Any three? Stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.